The Iowa Barnstormers say, you know what? They're leaving the AFL.
To me, this is a huge
it's a good get for the AFL.
It's a great get for the AFL.
And joining us on the fan line, who's been following the Barnstormers for the Des Moines Register, Andy Hamilton. Hey, Andy, welcome to Sioux Falls.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. What's the reaction of what the Barnstormers did today over there in Des Moines?
I think it's kind of mixed. I think there are some people that see this as a big step down and wonder what it is going to hold for the future of the organization here, and really wonder about the quality of the league that the Barnstormers are getting into. But then there are also some people that see this as a sound business decision on the part of the ownership and a move that enables the Barnstormers to compete for a championship potentially someday.
Why hasn't it worked out this last go around in the AFL for the Barnstormers?
Well, I think it's a multitude of reasons. The past year they had a heck of a football team this past year, and then the squad was really decimated by injuries, and it totally fell apart in the second half of the season. It went from a team that was contending maybe for contending for a playoff spot, and potentially a team that could make a run in the playoffs, to a team that couldn't even win a football game the second half of the season. And the reason for that is just depth. They couldn't overcome the injuries they had, and I think that's always kind of been a problem for this franchise here, just not being able to accumulate enough talent to sustain the rigors of an 18-game schedule. Obviously you look around at the landscape of AFL, and you've got all these big cities and warm climates, a lot of them, and then Iowa's here kind of on an island in the Midwest, and so the Barnstormers have been the small fish in the big pond, and now they're going to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond now.
You know, here in Sioux Falls, of course, we have the Sioux Falls Storm. They've been pretty dominant. They have won 8 titles in the last 10 years. And we've got folks in Sioux Falls that have said, well, you know, maybe Sioux Falls should move up to the AFL to be challenged. But, of course, the business and the marketing aspect is much different in the AFL. You're dealing with a $600,000 budget for Sioux Falls, where, what, $1.5 million is the budget for the Barnstormers? I mean, that's a big chunk of money, and I could see on the business end where this looks a lot more pliable for the Barnstormers.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, you look at all the places where they played this year, and I don't know how many trips to Florida and out west and, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, on down the line. I think I read somewhere, somebody had this stat that Iowa's nearest rival in the AFL was Cleveland, and there are 8 teams in the AFL that are closer than Cleveland. So I think you look at what it costs just to fly that team around,
yes,
versus how much it's going to cost to bus them around, and that's a huge chunk of savings for the franchise.
It almost seems, based on what I've been reading too, that the AFL has tried to be more about the TV market, the TV money, and because Des Moines it's a great market for the Midwest and the upper Midwest, no doubt about it, but when you're dealing, with markets like Philadelphia, Cleveland, Orlando, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, has it been more about the TV money, Andy?
Well, that's a big part of it. As you touched on, it was the smallest market in the AFL, and you're just not going to attract a lot of TV dates for the Barnstormers unless you're winning big, and obviously that didn't happen last year, and so they're just not getting a big chunk of that TV money. They're missing out on that, and that's what's making it hard for what made it hard for the Iowa Barnstormers to be a sustainable franchise in the AFL.